Football Australia integrity concerns arise after alleged betting practices report. A recent report has shed light on Football Australia's alleged practice of receiving a portion of betting action on soccer games, including low-tier matches. As the governing body for soccer, beach soccer, and futsal in Australia, Football Australia has long been associated with leading soccer competitions such as FIFA, AFF, and AFC. Its role includes safeguarding the integrity of games and monitoring both amateur and international soccer events. However, according to a report by Four Corners, Football Australia has been collecting funds through a secretive agreement with sports bodies and bookmakers, including bets placed on all levels of soccer events in Australia, even amateur competitions. Football Australia justifies the collection of funds by stating that it is part of a strategy to maintain oversight and protect the game from potential integrity threats through information sharing. The governing body asserts that it is aware of the risks involved and has a comprehensive integrity framework in place to manage these risks. The report suggests that Football Australia receives a percentage of bookmakers' profits from bets placed on soccer events in Australia. In some cases, this fee can reach up to 17.5% of the bookmakers' profits from Australian gamblers. While such arrangements may be acceptable for top-tier competitions, the concern arises when Football Australia receives a share of betting action, even for amateur club competitions involving local teams. Football Australia reportedly receives either 15% of bookmakers' profits or 1% of every bet placed on soccer games in Australia, whichever is higher. This means that the governing body may receive a percentage of the wager, even if it results in a loss for the bookmaker. This practice raises immediate concerns about the integrity of local games and the potential impact of match fixing on these events. Jim Simos, president of South Springvale FC, a local team comprised of non-professional players, expressed deep concern about the situation. Simos finds it distressing to know that people may be placing bets on his team's games, and he called for clear limits to be set on betting activities. He criticized Football Australia for failing to inform his team about the risks of match fixing and for neglecting to provide training on how to deal with integrity threats. Quote, "There are people across the world that could be betting on our games that have got no idea who we are. There's got to be a limit to it." Jim Simos, president of South Springvale FC, "The revelations regarding Football Australia's involvement in betting activities have raised important questions about the integrity of soccer games in the country. Transparency and clear guidelines are crucial to ensure the fairness and reputation of the sport. It is imperative that all stakeholders, including governing bodies, sports bodies, and bookmakers, work together to implement stringent measures to protect the integrity of soccer and maintain the trust of players, fans, and the wider public."